This is the Well, Well, Well podcast with Cassandra and Britt, episode 84, Five Lies That Halt Your Momentum.
Well, 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 welcome to season two of the podcast. We can't think of anything better than conversations with our friends about all the wellness.
Let's chat about what the gurus are saying and enjoy a bev while we're at it.
We aren't experts, but we are your friends, and we are here with you.
We are so glad you joined us.
Cassandra, hi.
Oh, hello.
Hey, we're here today and we're going to talk to you all about the lies that are stopping your momentum. How many of you have things you want to get done, things you really genuinely want in your life or you're working towards or you are planning on changing? Maybe in January you made some resolutions of sorts.
Does that ring a bell?
And now you're sitting here going, what happened? It's March. Oh, no, it's not March. Sorry. It's probably March, actually, by the time we listen to this.
Yeah, it'll be March.
It's March. And you're sitting here going, well, I guess it's March. And we want to check in. Like, are you doing the things?
Are you doing the things? And here's the deal. There's probably some you are and some you're not.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's pretty normal. And if there are things specifically that you want to be doing that you're not doing, that's kind of what we're talking about. Maybe you realize some of those things you don't actually want to do, and that's okay. But if you want to be doing them and you're trying to figure out where your momentum went, where your, you know, drive went and why you're not able to get yourself to do them, then that's what we're going to talk about. But first, and of course, we're going to talk about Bevs.
We're going with Bevs. Britt, you go first.
Okay, so you guys know I've been like loving this Unimate, and there are multiple different flavors that I have been trying, all the different ones, but I keep coming back to the lemon ginger. I mean, that's the one Cassandra and I like the most. And
yeah,
I still like I like the plain lemon. I like the black one. There's a bunch of good ones, but
wait, what's the black one? Like a black tea?
Yeah, it's not black tea. It's still just the Unimate, but they added some coffee extract. It's not really coffee, but it has the kind of coffee flavor from the black coffee extract. So for coffee drinkers, a lot of people really like that one because it has more of that vibe.
Okay.
So they do have, I'll give you one next time I see you, but
yeah, will you? So then that's for if you wanted an iced coffee situation.
Well, no,
right?
I do it
hot. Warming these, are you?
So this is what I'm about to tell you is that I love a hot beverage in the morning. And so I tried the black one first. That's an obvious hot one. It works perfect for the hot bev. But what I hadn't tried, I think just because I got so stuck in the loop of how we do our big giant Stanley with our
the ice and the frothing and
and I love that, but I've been drinking the lemon ginger hot, but big kind of like it. See my drink thing. It's like
really
ounces. You know, it's kind of a bigger hot beverage vessel. And I am telling you, it's like hot lemonade. Like it's so good with a little bit of ginger bite. Like it's a really good hot tea. I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
I mean, this is what I would think is that usually if I'm going to have a tea, if I'm going to do a lemon and a ginger kind of tea, it's usually because I'm sick or not feeling well, or I'm trying to do something for my immune system.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think of it for some reason hot, for recreational use.
I totally hear you. It's funny you say that because it does have a little bit of a medicine ball, the Starbucks medicine ball vibes.
Yeah.
It's like
which
that.
Which I like. I just wouldn't have thought about it, you know?
Feeling perfectly well and choosing that maybe wouldn't have rung a bell, but I'm telling you, ring that bell. It's so good.
Okay. I'm trying that, Britt. I'm trying that.
Okay. What do you got going?
Okay, so I am still really loving my Better Days drinks.
Yes.
And I have a new batch coming in that I'm super excited to try. But I'm the same as last week, where I kind of alternate between the Unimate that you use and that we've used with Trent. What episode was that? If you guys want to learn more about the Unimate that we talk about, it's so amazing. And Britt's brother, Trent, came on because he is a part of that company. And he told us all these amazing benefits of it. And so I talked about how it helps me to not get my headaches, and it also helps with my insulin resistance. And so I alternate between that and the better greens.
Yes, those are that's a good trade-off. I like that.
Yeah, I think it's the good thing about it is that it keeps me on my hydration, which is obviously important for everybody. It's like all we hear about, but also like as somebody with chronic headaches, it's really, really important for me that I drink a lot every day, a lot of water.
You got to get your fluid consumption high to help with that. Yeah, and I mean, then the added perks, just to list a couple of the things, you can go listen to the whole episode, but specifically with the Unimate, that it supports your overall metabolic health. It supports healthy cholesterol levels, weight management efforts, ketone production, healthy digestion. Gives you like the feeling of well-being and relaxation, but also gives you like endurance and stamina. So it's because it has the chlorogenic acid in it, and that's just so good for you. That's what we like about caffeine, but this doesn't have the caffeine that gives the jitters and potentially like can be anxiety inducing. You don't have to worry about that with this. And it also helps with like it wakes up your mind, kind of a healthy cognitive processing that happens from it. And we both have definitely experienced those benefits from it. So
Oh, yeah.
it's cool when something says it's going to do something and then you actually feel like it does, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I love that you have your better days,
Yes.
and those are both things that you can throw in your purse.
That's the best thing. It's like, I mean, here's the deal. At this point, though, I have little Ziploc bags of little the Unimate and the Better Days, like in my bags at all times. And I'm constantly like hawking them to people around me.
Yes.
Like, did I talk about this last time? I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I was at my daughter was having they were going into playoffs for soccer, and some of the girls were cramping and like all of this stuff. And I was like a dealer. I was just like dealing out these little packages, like, hey guys, for the game tomorrow, like here you go, hydrate, 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 you know? And I'm just like throwing everybody these things. I'm like, no cramps tomorrow, people.
Yeah. Shake it up in a water bottle.
Yeah, so easy. I'm just mixing things on the sidelines, you
I
know.
love that. I love that you just kind of like pulled it out of like a sneaky side
Yeah.
pocket.
Yeah. Hold on. I have a Ziploc.
Okay, let's get into the topic at hand, which is we have found some consistent, these would be the most common lies that we have been hearing that our brains offer us that halt momentum.
Yeah. So we're talking about like if you have something that you're really trying to do. You're planning something, you're starting a new career, like Brit and I, whatever it is, like there's a certain way that you want to show up and you do it 50 times and then you start going back to your old ways. Like there's so many ways that we halt our own momentum, and there's so many things we have momentum for.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, it could really go into every category, right? Like,
Yeah.
let's go back to the basics of the well. In your physical well-being, you very possibly have goals, physical goals, like healthy
Yep.
body goals that you may or may not be staying on track with. You may have spiritual practices that are part of your routine or that you want to have part of your routine, but you may or may not be actually doing them.
Yeah.
The same thing with your mental health and your mental well-being. Like, are you doing the things that you know help improve your overall wellness? And if you're not,
Exactly.
then why aren't you? And usually these are the things we hear. So, number one thing that we hear from people, well, I should say these are in no particular order, right? These aren't in order of the most common to the least
Yeah,
common.
you're not saying the number one thing we hear. You're just saying our number one.
Yes, our number one to get us started is I need to get organized first. You want to start a business and you're like, I got to get organized first. You want to clean out a room. I got to get organized first.
There's so many different ways as I am starting the college search process with my oldest son and even my daughter. Like, there are things, even just like with that, where I'm like, okay, wait, 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 everybody stop. Everybody stop talking about all the stuff that we need to do. Like, I just need to get my head around this. I need to figure out, are we going to hire a coach or are we not? Are we doing SATs? Are we not? There's like all of these things that you're like, hold on, I think I need to make a notebook about this really quick. So I have everything in one place, you
Yes.
know?
One of the things that this happens to me with is cooking. It's
Oh
like,
my gosh,
oh,
yes.
I'm going to get back on cooking more regularly, but I got to get organized first. Definitely, I'm going to have to clean out my pantry and
Yep.
all my fridge and really like make lists and go through every cookbook I have. And look, we are not for one second saying that being organized may not help your process. It might. But if you are waiting to get organized to even begin, then you're losing days, you're losing minutes, you're losing hours. Like, ideally, I go to the grocery store with a list, definitely. But I can go to the grocery store without a list and cook dinner tonight. Like, that's possible. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And
I think
that,
that's a really good example of it, Britt, is I am I going, yeah, I'm gonna go through all my cookbooks and my Pinterest board and I'm gonna make meal plan for the month of what I wanna do, da da da. Or
you can even just go to the store and start and just decide there. I mean, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you want to take inventory. We're not against the organization by any means.
right.
But what we are against is you believing that it has to come first, because that is just a thought.
Yeah. And so the way you can be on to yourself about it is if you are halting in your momentum, if you are stopping, pausing, pressing the brakes on your momentum, then maybe let's take a look behind that because there might be one of these sneaky lies behind it.
Yeah.
So that's how you can be on to yourself is if you're stopping, then let's take a look at your thoughts about it.
Yeah. If you're stopping, if you're spinning, and especially if your brain's like, hey, you need to get organized first, and then you don't start getting organized,
Yes, if you don't
then
even have the
you know.
momentum to do that.
Yeah. Then you know that that's just like a lie that your brain's offering you to try to get you off track and to go back to the default, conserve energy, do what you always do. Don't leave the cave. Don't do anything that disrupts
Listen,
the
don't get
autopilot.
fancy.
Yeah,
Don't get fancy.
don't
Let's
get
just
fancy.
stay on autopilot and live our life because everything's going fine.
Don't get
Okay,
fancy.
I love this
Perfect.
next one though, Britt.
Yes.
I'll start on Monday. So Britt and I were talking about how, like, usually for me, it's like an exercise thing that I'm like, I'll start on Monday. But then when Britt and I were really talking about it and talking to other people, we realized like, oh, there's a lot of plans to start on Mondays. Monday just feels like the right day to start everything for everyone.
Yes, I'm going to call and make all the doctor appointments on Monday.
That's one of
Right?
mine.
Yeah. Or obviously, like we said, it can be the I'm going to really buckle down and be better about my diet starting Monday. I am going to touch base with all these people I've been thinking about and check in with them on Monday.
Poor Monday. It gets such a bad rap. And the truth is that like it could be a lie. It could be a
Yeah.
lie that you're gonna like, I'll start on Monday.
Well, really, before you know it, you've overloaded Monday. Now you're doing all the laundry. You're calling everyone. You're checking in on everyone. You're doing all the workouts. Your entire diet has to shift, which means back to the organization of the pantry. It's like it's a domino effect that honestly overwhelms Monday, gives Monday the Mondays. That's why we say that.
Like Monday just gets such a bad rap, and it's our own doing.
Yes. And I always, when I think about this concept of like, oh, I'll start on Monday, I always go back to, I know we've talked about this before, but it's just so good. When Oprah said that the biggest tip that shifted her health, like the best thing that anybody ever told her, was when you go off track or you step outside of your, like, whatever your healthy routine is. That for her, when she ate something that she wasn't planning on eating or she stepped off track, she used to always go like, all right, well, it's Thursday. I guess I'll just like finish out the weekend off board and then I'll get back on board on Monday. And the best thing anybody ever said to her was, no, you just do it the next meal. You just go like, oh, okay, that was lunch. That wasn't the plan, but dinner is going to be back on track. That very next meal, whatever that very next meal is, that's when you get back on track. And so, whatever that is for you, if it's, you know, with the exercise or whatever, you don't have to wait till Monday. You can just start the very next day.
Yeah, like we've talked about how much I hate making doctor's appointments and things like that. And it's like, yeah, or I can just go, oh, I'm gonna put it in my calendar. They open at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Boom.
I don't have to say, oh, I'm gonna get to that Monday or like next week.
Because this is like now me making plans for future me.
Yeah.
And so do future me a favor and don't load a day that's going to just be terrible, you know? Like let's space things out a bit. So I love that. The third one is I need to understand this better. Now this is literally my kryptonite is anything and everything I want to do, I need to look at this from all angles, up and down every side and angle it
Yes.
has. I need to know it backwards and forwards. I need to be an expert on it before I even begin. That keeps you in learning mode, but not doing mode. And so
Yeah.
you feel busy. You feel like you're actually doing something, but you don't, you have not produced anything. You've offered no value. You've literally completed nothing. And I'm telling you, it's kind of an embarrassing space when you're the one that does this to yourself all the time. It's not fun. You have to look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, we're talking about months of understanding this better.
Yes, and it's something that I also like really appreciate about Brit because I'm not like that. I'm like I will say this. There are certain things I'm like that about. Anything to do with like design work or home things, I am all research, get 5,000 samples, like do all of those things. So I pick and choose. But a lot of times like if Brit and I are coming up on something, and we have an idea about something, and then I'll just like tell her, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And then by the time she's done researching it, I don't even think about it anymore because I like move on and I'm so impulsive that I'm like, well, yeah, that was fun when we had the idea, Britt. And now we don't have the idea. That was a month ago.
I don't
And
care
Britt's
about
like, yeah,
the
but now I could actually tell you how the idea will actually work. And I'm like, oh, who needs that?
It's a really, really sneaky trap. It's a sneaky, sneaky trap, and it's a
Because
lie.
it's all coming from goodness, coming from a place of, I want this to be the best for everyone. So, like, let's say that Brit is planning a trip to Disneyland for one day, right? She wants that trip to be the best for every person involved, from the car ride there to the car ride home. She's gonna have the restaurant things nailed down. I'm telling you, this is like so many of the reasons why I love her is because I get to just like sit back and she just like moms me the whole time. She's just like, oh, sis, where's this? We have an appointment at this time, and I just follow happily along. It's great. So here's the thing. Part of me doesn't want her to undo this lie. Like part of me doesn't want her to be onto herself because then I'm gonna have to do more things.
That's not true, though. It sounds good in theory, but it isn't always helpful. And it really rears its ugly head when it comes to making decisions because sometimes you just got to go with your gut and you just got to make a decision. And when you are second guessing your gut 24/7, that's not a fun place to be. It's a spinning, unproductive place to be. So.
Well, and something I will add about trusting your gut. A lot of the people that I have been coaching, this is the very thing that I have been coaching them on, is getting in tune to what their gut and their intuition is saying. Because if you are constantly ignoring your gut and gathering information, then you can begin to lose the ability to understand what your inner knowing and your intuition is telling you. You kind of get weaker on that language. And for Brit, part of her spiritual language is research. I'm not saying that.
And that's
So,
true.
Brit, tell us, when do you notice the difference? When do you get onto yourself about it? And you're like, okay, I'm going from, I know how I have a gift of research. I know I have the bandwidth to do it. I can totally do it. And I know this is a gift that God gave me into, I am now losing momentum because I'm in my loop and I'm spinning my wheel. So is there a point that you can describe where people can understand when that difference happens?
Yeah, it's this thing where all of a sudden you're like, okay, now this is an excuse to not take action. It's now become an excuse to not take action. And how I know that it's starting to become an excuse and not genuine, sincere curiosity is because there's whenever the idea or action motivation comes, there's fear. And so then the fear is like, no, you're not ready. You need to research more. You need to understand this better. And that's when I know that that's just really not true because it feels very different than genuine curiosity. That doesn't feel like fear. That feels like, oh, I would love to understand more about this before I launch in. I'm genuinely curious versus, I'm not ready yet. No. What if I screw it up? What if I'm wrong? What if I sound stupid? What if I like sound uneducated, like all of that, that's when it's not good anymore.
Okay, so that's when you can be on to yourself, is when it's dipping its toe into fear.
Yes.
Okay, so should we go on to the next one,
Yes.
Britt? Okay, so the next one kind of goes hand in hand with this one.
Yes.
It number four is, how are other people doing it?
How other people are doing it so can lead us into a scary place of comparison, right?
Yes,
Compare, despair,
yes.
compare, despair. And so that is a sure bet on losing momentum.
Yeah, so maybe the key there is if you are doing that to gather information for your health and well-being, awesome. If you are doing that and then you see your brain starting to sneak over into comparison, maybe you got to pull out. Oh, I didn't mean it that way, but you know what I mean.
But maybe you do.
But
And
it works like 50% of the time.
then you gotta back it up, you know? Maybe
Yes.
say back it up. Oh,
That too, Britt. Gosh,
we can't.
jeez. No.
So the how are other people doing it really can be a danger zone that leads you into our number five why, which
Yes.
is this whole imposter place of who do I think I am? Right. All of a
Yep.
sudden, you're like, oh gosh, there are so many experts out there doing the things that I want to do. I'm never going to compare. I'm never going to be able to compete. I'm never going to measure up. It's very clear that I can't ever be like that. So why try? Right.
Right. It's the thing of like, oh, the position has been filled. You know, Mary Poppins, the lady that answers the door, the position has been filled. And it's one of those things where you think there's not room for me. And I think
Not
one of
needed.
the things, who do I think I am? That thought is just followed by just so much scarcity.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know, it's
And
there's not enough room for me. There's not enough work for me. There's not enough resources for me. Who do I think I am that I could pull this off?
yeah, it honestly brings in a lot of shame for me. Like I start feeling embarrassed and like I want to burrow in and hide for even considering that I might be in the ring, you know, that I might want to get in the ring. And that idea of, oh gosh, like I think that's why the how are other people doing it to a point, but then when we go too far with that, we just land ourselves in this terrible pool of who do I think I am? And think about the emotions we just listed: shame, embarrassment, scarcity.
Some of our least favorite of the whole gamut.
None of those make you want to do anything. None of those emotions are driving or motivating or go get 'em type emotions. And
They
it's
are
just
momentum stoppers for sure.
right. They're momentum halters, and it genuinely is because we're choosing to believe a thought. We're choosing to indulge in that thought.
Yes. So, you guys, we know we just listed five lies, and there are so many more. And you might need to do, if these don't resonate with you, do a little digging in that brain of yours and see if you can come up with a different thought that is halting your momentum. If you are having a hard time figuring out what that thought is, That is where we come in. This is where Britt and I, we shine. We can uncover these thoughts for you. So, Britt, tell them what you're offering.
Yeah, so I mean, before I even go into that, I just want to say that usually we believe our thoughts and we don't realize their thoughts. And I'm saying that this happens to me all the time. And I know how to coach and I know the thought model. I've been immersed in this work for years. And it still happens to me all the time that there's something I'm thinking that I just think is true. I just think it's true that I'm not ready yet. I just think it's true that I need to get organized first. I just think it's true that I need to understand this better, right? So I, and you may be like this too, like you may not see what your thought is. And that's very normal because we're humans, right? It's very normal if you don't know why your momentum is halted. And so that's what's so great about being able to hop on board with the coach and understand that more. So right now I am offering coaching. I mean, I am more than happy to coach on any and every subject, but I'm specifically kind of leaning towards your health goals and where you might be finding momentum halts and kind of diving into those, helping you stick to your protocols, understand urges, those types of things. So if you would like help with that, hit me up in the DMs. And Cassandra, tell them what you're doing right now. You got a real good offer going.
I do. Okay, so I am still not certified. So I'm still doing my 20-minute free coaching calls. And again, I can coach on anything. Specifically, the area I'm going into is your spiritual well-being and how you are feeling in your spiritual life and uncovering a lot of the hidden thoughts that we have about that. And there is no religion or anything like that that goes with it. I will coach anybody on any spiritual topic. And so, yeah, if you want to go to my DMs, you can just click on the link at Cassandra Hull, CassandraHull, HULL. My grandma threw the U in there for me and my mom just for shits and giggles. And so if you go over there, then there is a link to schedule a coaching call with me.
Perfect. And right now with me, you can either just DM us on the well,
Yeah, or that.
DMs and we'll both get back to you there. But
Yeah.
also I just might, I don't even, maybe by the time this launches, I will actually have some stuff posted in my Instagram account. Right now, it's just, just a name with a profile pic. But there is a brand new account started that is Mind Body Brit. And that's Brit with one T. So you can go check that out on Instagram and you can DM me there.
So cute. I love that name, Britt. Way to go.
Great to chat with all of you today. We hope you
Oh,
have a
heck
wonderful
yes.
rest of your week. You don't believe the lies and you get that momentum going. Be well.
Be well.